This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The March USDA supply-demand report update. The average trade gas usually doesn't get as close as is in Thursday's 2016-17 corn ending stocks, with matching numbers at 2.32 billion bushel, which was unchanged from February. USDA lowered feed usage by 50 million bushel, increased the ethanol crush by 50 million bushel, and left exports unchanged at 2.225 billion bushel. It is not that less livestock and poultry will be fed, but that there are feedstocks other than corn that find their way into feed bunks. The bearish corn factor in the reports was the increase in Brazil's crop production by 5 million metric ton from last month to 91.5 million metric ton. That's a huge 34.5 million metric ton increase from last year. Brazil has essentially been gone from the corn export market as a result of its short crop last year, and we are seeing a full swing from a very poor crop a year ago to a record one this season. The Argentine corn crop is up a relatively small 1 million metric ton from last month's estimate, but up 8.5 million metric ton from a year ago. The great 2017 South American corn crops boosted world-ending stocks from 210 million metric ton a year ago to over 220 million metric ton this year. The increase in South American production did not come as any surprise, as recent private estimates were significantly higher than the average trade estimate for the day's report. The overall overview of the March supply-demand report was bearish, as this extrapolates ahead into the next year as South American corn supply takes export market share back from the United States. The trade was betting for a slight reduction in the soybean carryover and was negatively surprised by USDA with a 15 million bushel increase in the carryover to 435 million bushel. Soybean bulls had come to expect that demand will absorb larger stocks and that U.S. carryover projections start large and then shrink as demand works on them throughout the year. USDA boosted the soybean crush by 10 million bushels, but cut exports by 25 million bushel, resulting in the 15 million bushel net increase in the soybean carryover. I think the trade was actually expecting a 25 million bushel increase in exports rather than the 25 million bushel decrease USDA delivered. That suggests that at some point we will hear of export sales being canceled. USDA set the Brazilian soybean crop at 108 million metric ton, which was not a surprise compared to private estimates. We have been calling for such an increase in production for a couple of weeks or more now. The Brazilian soybean crop is up 11.5 million metric ton from a year ago, and this number could go to 110 million metric tons for a crop size yet. They left the Argentine soybean crop estimate unchanged from last month at 55.5 million metric tons. You're listening to the Comstock Report. If there was a surprise in the soybean numbers, it was that they did not increase world soybean ending stocks set at 52.82 million metric tons more than they did. With 88 million acres of U.S. soybeans expected this season, given favorable crop conditions here in the U.S., the carryover has the potential to spiral higher. Farmers have fewer new crop soybeans priced now than a year ago. Last year, farmers were hurt as soybean prices went higher, and this year they would be hurt most by lower prices. Technical chart damage was done by selling off below the February low in soybeans so that the market here too is vulnerable to fund liquidation. USDA reduced the wheat carryover 10 million bushel from last month at 1.129 billion bushel. However, due to larger crops elsewhere in the world, USDA boosted world wheat ending stocks by 1.33 million metric ton. Reductions in U.S. wheat production here to this point have not brought down global stocks. Despite significant reductions in U.S. wheat acres, high yields boosted U.S. production last year, so the carryover is 131.4 million bushels larger than a year ago. When you carry in larger stocks into the next year's balance sheet, it is hard to reduce acreage enough to trim burdensome supplies. That's going to be the case in corn this next year, as the year-to-year carryover is so large that the forecast reduction in corn acreage alone doesn't reduce the carryover significantly. We're stuck under burdensome stocks. Funds are long Chicago Board of Trade markets as well as other selected commodities. They have been building bull campaigns based in part on expectations for reinflation. I think that prospects for inflation could turn out to be a larger wild card than they expected. The fund's bull campaign in crude oil unraveled this week. A lot of things have got to happen before inflation takes solid hold. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.